11:03, 97.5, The Fanatic. Andrew Salchun is singing until noon. Jamie the Bro, out sick today. I have a conspiracy theory. He told me he had a fever. I think he just stayed out late last night. Valentine's Day, you know. Bro seems like a good Valentine's Day husband, right? He probably takes care of the wife. They probably do a lot of fun stuff. You think?
I'd believe it if he was here yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
But he was out yesterday, too.
Unless it was a full day Valentine's Day thing, right?
Started like 7 a.m. With the rose petals?
It could have been. Like, I said it earlier. I'm not romantic. Like, I'm not. All right? My idea of romance is taking her out to dinner, which is what we did yesterday. And I've teased this story a few times. And I need to talk to people about this because I don't want to come off as like a jerk. So it's funny because this also comes off of a conversation that the bro had Thursday morning with Bob Cooney. And they were talking about getting on a plane. And when you're sitting on you're in your seat and then you see the parent with the baby coming on the plane. And what's your immediate reaction when you see the baby coming on the plane?
Please don't sit next to me.
That and or just like, oh God, and like I feel terrible because like babies don't know what's going on and the ears are popping. It probably hurts, so they cry. That happens every time you're on a flight with a baby. The baby cries. The baby is never quiet. And like, I'm glad that they're taking their baby to wherever it is that they're going. The last time I was on a flight with a baby, they were going to Miami, which I'm kind of like, well, what are you doing? Unless they have family down there. But I totally understood. The bro's reaction is always like the eye roll, and you go, all right, here we go. So yesterday, Valentine's Day dinner, and Christy and I, the wife and I, were in this back room, right? There's a nice restaurant, but they have a back room. There's only a couple other tables back there, and one table gets cleared, and the people who work at the restaurant bring in two high chairs. And my initial reaction is like the airplane reaction. I'm like, ah, jeez. Now, again, I have a nephew who I love. And sometimes he gets upset at a restaurant. And if somebody stares, I go, what are you looking at? You J.O.? Like, he's a baby. Like, leave him alone. He's a kid. So I had no problem with that. Especially because my initial thought was probably a family who just had two kids, right? Maybe twins recently. It's Valentine's Day. They're probably a young couple. They want to enjoy Valentine's Day. They couldn't find a sitter, something like that. But then it wasn't a couple. It was two people that each had a kid, and they were not a couple. And I know that they were not a couple because they were adamant with the waitress, we are not a couple. Like, they were very set in stone. We are not a couple. It was actually almost, like, uncomfortable. Because I'm like, now, what if one of them is feeling a certain type of way? But, you know, they were very adamant about not being a couple. And they brought their kids. So it was just two people with two kids. And it was, like, infants. It was not, like, 3 or 4-year-olds. These were babies. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And the baby starts crying, and I'm okay with it. Trust me, I'm okay with it. Like, again, I'm not a parent, and I'm okay with this. All right? They want to have a nice night out at a nice restaurant. But I also have this thought in the back of my mind, and I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. And you know that everybody that's out to eat in the city at a nice restaurant is a couple celebrating Valentine's Day. Right? Like, everybody that's out at a nice restaurant on Valentine's Day in the city, whether it's Center City, New York City, Boston, you name it, they're a couple. You couldn't have picked tonight to go out.
That's the thing. Like, you're at a chain restaurant, you know, local bar.
That's one thing.
You go to the nicer spots, you've got to make a concerted effort. You're making a reservation. You're dressing up. You're looking nice.
I would
even Andrew, who's not the romantic.
Great restaurant. Put a shirt on. Night. I'm not going. I'm probably not going back to this place because it's expensive. I'll go back on an anniversary or Valentine's Day again. And it's just, these are just two people that brought their kids. The worst part was not the crime. It was then the iPad playing the ABC song and Row, Row, Row Your Boat. To the point where somebody at another table started singing it because that's how loud it was. That's how loud it was. That people started singing it and they were like, oh, sorry, is this loud? It's like, yes, it's very loud. The people in the other room could hear it. So I'm not sitting here saying, like, listen, I have rights. I should have a nice romantic dinner. No. You bring your kid, whatever. But you can't go blasting iPad, Row, Row, Row Your Boat on Valentine's Day. I get it was a Friday night in the city. People want to go out. But, and I don't want to say get a sitter, right? Because, you know, that's expensive. I can't get a dog sitter. It's expensive. Let alone, I'm sure, a sitter for a child. But when you go, like, restaurant etiquette, maybe last night's not the night, right, Tyler? Like, I don't want to come off as a... I don't have a kid, so I don't know what the pain is like.
Neither do I, but if you don't want to say it, I'll say it. Get a sitter.
But at the same time, I don't want to say that. But they weren't even a couple. They each had their own kid with them. Like, it was just a Friday night.
If you're going to be there, regardless if you're a couple or not, if you're going to be there... You're obviously have these plans. You can put the kids together and hire someone that is good with multiple young children. It's not that hard.
I get it, but I also understand that it does cost money, and that's tough. Now, then again, they went to a very nice restaurant, so they were spending the money anyway. And then the worst part was they didn't know that it was the prefix menu. And they used one of those apps to book their table. And I used that same app. And it said prefix menu on the same app. The worst part is they got everything they wanted. The price was cut down. They got to order specific things. They got their own menu handed to them. And to me, that was the worst part. They got everything they wanted. Now, again, I don't have kids. So I'm not bashing anyone here. If you have kids and you want to help me out here a little bit, am I in the wrong to have been a little annoyed yesterday? I don't know. All right, let's get back to the Sixers. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the anger. Because that's where it all started for me last night. I was trying to have a nice night last night. Nice day. And now that's why I'm back into the angry. There you go. I'm exposing myself. That's why I'm angry today. That's why I wanted to talk about the anger that you feel toward Philadelphia sports right now. But I want to find the light in that anger. You think Ben Simmons can't shoot? Yeah, you're right. Ben Simmons can't shoot. You want to be angry about it? Sure, be angry about it. But... he's being dominant. He's been dominant in the last month and a half. And you want to be angry about Joel Embiid going through the motions? Yeah, you have every right to. Joel Embiid gets paid a lot of money to play a sport that he should love, that we all love. But I also know the immense talent that Joel Embiid has. And if he keeps his body healthy, he had the injury this year now with the hand. If he keeps his body healthy and he can get to the playoffs healthy and in shape, which is a big key. If he's not in shape, we got a problem. If he gets to the playoffs happy and healthy and engaged, which I'm sure he will be, we know how Joel Embiid plays when the lights are bright. He's going to probably ball out during the All-Star game. You watch. Because the lights are bright and everybody's going to be watching. If he could be engaged for 20 of the 27 games and you go 20-7 around there and you get into the playoffs a little hot, that jump shot, forget about it. The lack of engagement, forget about it. Yeah, Ben's not going to shoot in the playoffs. Like, he's not going to be taking three-pointers. But he's still going to be dominant in what he can do. And Bede's going to be a little more engaged. You want to be angry about the Sixers right now? Go for it. We'll find the light. Same with the Eagles. We'll find the light. Phillies, I don't know how much light we can find. As long as they open up their wilds. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Chris?
Good, man. Yo, I was in my car. I'm driving and down the street with my four daughters right now. I couldn't agree with you more about that restaurant situation, you know? If you got kids, you got to be respectful of the fact that most people you're going to go out to at the restaurant don't. And if they do have kids, they're going out to the restaurant usually to escape their kids. And if you're going to bring your kids in, you know, they better be well behaved.
Yeah, but Chris, I also don't know the story. What if they did have a sitter and the sitter got sick, right? Like,
don't come out, bro. I'm telling you, like I said, I got four kids. It's about respect for everybody else. You know, you can't put your needs ahead of the whole the whole rest of the community, you know, everybody else, you know. They're doing their thing. You got to be respectful of their thing.
See, now, it's one thing for you to say because you got four kids. I have no kids. But I also go, well, Chris, what, like, when you want to go out, do you bring out your kids whenever you want to go out?
Like you said, if I go out to, like, say, maybe a chain restaurant, I know, you know, I can't name them, whatever, but, like, a chain restaurant, a place that is specifically kid-friendly, you know, maybe they got a big kids menu. Like, you know what those places are. That's a different situation. Right. But you're going out on, like, forget a Friday. You're talking Valentine's Day. You know what the other people are out there doing. You know, they're out there for Valentine's Day to enjoy each other's company. And, you know, sometimes I think people do stuff like that just to kind of prove a point. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, I got kids too, you know, you people. But I don't think that's right. You know what I mean? Like, so I just think you have every right in the world to be, especially with the iPads. You know, that's not even, like, that's
yeah, that was ridiculous. I wasn't even upset about the kid crying. I was upset with you. I'm like, really? You're going to go row your boat loud for everyone to hear?
Yeah, and I have my youngest daughter, she's a year and a half. And like, if we, like, for example, we just came back from buying sneakers for all four of them, and the baby started crying in the sneaker store. So I had my older daughter take her out of the store and push her around in the coach. And, like, people don't want to hear that, you know, and you know, I feel like you got to be respectful of that. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Chris, and I appreciate the call. I appreciate your insight specifically because you are a father of four kids, and it's one thing for me to say something without having any experience of being a parent. I don't know. Like, I'm like, listen, this is the one night where I'm going to actually open up my wallet. All right, I'm a big fan of a specific bar on Main Street in Manayunk where it's $3 Miller Lights. And it's 25 cent wings.
You're a very frugal man.
I when it comes to food, I'm like, listen, it's filling up my stomach. I don't care what it is that I'm eating. I don't really have this advanced palate. All right, I don't. Now, don't get me wrong. Last night, fantastic dinner, one of the best I've ever had. But it's like, you know, this is the one I'm doing it for Valentine's Day. This is my romantic side, taking you out to a nice dinner, and I got row your boat blaring. For everyone to hear, to the point where someone was singing it, and they said, "Oh, is this loud?" Like, yes, it's loud. Come on now, but I also don't want to be bashing these two people. They weren't a couple. And Michael Bennett tweets in, "I have kids, and those people were dead wrong. You need to be aware, be respectful, especially on Valentine's Day and special occasions. It was a D-bag move." Wow. The parents are checking in, Tyler. I almost felt weird bringing it up. I almost didn't want to bring it up because I don't want to be like, you don't have kids, so you don't understand. And that's why I'm like, all right, benefit of the doubt, maybe the sitter.
You're getting your affirmation now.
From parents.
From parents. Not people like you and I, you know, without kids.
Yeah.
You're getting the right affirmation.
Listen, I didn't say anything. I just rolled my eyes yesterday. I said, listen, let's enjoy our dinner. You know, let's have a nice, quiet conversation. And then to the point where we had to start yelling to speak because the ABCs were blaring. Let's go to Jeff in Elkins Park. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, listen, man, as a 54-year-old married man with two kids growing up, that is an absolute violation. There's no way that should happen. I am totally with you. There are certain things. There's Valentine's Day. There's movies. It bothers me when they bring young kids to, like, you know, rated R movies and you have these kids.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain etiquette that, and I'm absolutely with you. There's no way that should have happened. And even if the babysitters did cancel, which happens,
I'm sure it does.
You just make it. You have to pivot. You just got to do something and be respectful of that night out. So I'm totally with you. Reason I called is I had a chance to listen to McPhail speak yesterday, and I'm angry. I am so angry.
You should be. You should be.
And you know I'm just speechless at the ignorance that this guy continues to show towards the fans in this city. And I think that it's going to be a rude awakening when that stadium is 15,000 people in June. And these guys continue to talk like they want to win. And what he said yesterday irritated me to no end. I literally wanted to just fly to Clearwater and just yell at him. Because that is absolutely the wrong thing to do, the wrong thing to say. And I don't know why anyone allows him to continue to get up there and speak on behalf of the organization.
I just love how he goes, we are willing to spend in the luxury tax. I'm like, What are you, how can you say that when it looks like there's no signs of you actually being willing to do that?
Yeah, everything they've done has been to not get into the luxury. I mean, they're signing every player that on the cheap. And to me, that's just they're trying to do this on the cheap. And
they brought back Tommy Hunter, for crying out loud. We're doing this again? He stinks.
I'm surprised Girardi, I mean, I know, I'm really surprised Girardi has kind of signed on to that. Because I think he came here with the idea that, hey, look, we're gonna go after this. And they are, it, I don't know, I apologize. I'm just really upset.
No, you big Philly Jeff, fan, you have every right to be speechless. You have every right to be angry. And I appreciate the call. I'm a big fan, too. Big fan of this team. I can't wait. Here's the sad thing. As angry as I am with this organization, as angry as I am about the starting rotation, I can't wait for the baseball show to come back. I get asked about all the time, is it coming back? Yes, it's coming back. Same idea as last year, right? It's going to be once the Sixers and Flyers, whenever those seasons come to an end, that's when the baseball show is coming back, okay? So I don't have a specific date for you, but if the Sixers go to the NBA Finals, the baseball show will start in June. If the Sixers lose in the second round like they did last year, if the Flyers just miss out on making the playoffs, it'll start in May like it did last year. And I can't wait to be able to talk baseball four nights a week for an hour. I can't wait. But I am angry, just like you, Jeff, and just like any other fan, and you have every right to be. Because the bullpen, we put David Robertson on the 60-day DL. Or the IL now, excuse me, injured list. So let's sign Tommy Hunter, who has an ERA of over probably like 4 or 5 in his career with the Phillies. And we're like, we're doing this again. And I see, he looks to be in great shape. He lost weight, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He still can't pitch. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. And I have this concern that come May, the Phillies are all going to be, they're already going to be 5-6 games out, which doesn't seem like a lot because you can make a push. But if you're already 5-6 out in May before other teams hit their stride, and all of a sudden now you're 7 out, now you're 8 out, now you're 10 out in June. So what Jeff just said, that stadium's going to be empty. Because we had all the hype in the world. And Tyler, I heard you and Mike talking about this on Thursday. I think it was Thursday. You guys talked about the lack of hype for the Phillies. Because last year we had Bryce Harper watch. Over 100 days of free agency, we talked about Bryce Harper. We went through the ups and downs. We went through the, I'd rather have Machado. No, I'd rather have Harper. Then we went to that period of time of, fine, you know what, Harper, sign elsewhere. I don't even want you here because it seems like you don't want us. And then ultimately he did. 13-year no opt-out. 13 years in Philadelphia. So we had that hype last year for 100 days. And then the season started, you're seeing them come to form, and Bryce actually was really hot to start the season, then he got cold for like May and part of June. And then that's when the stadium started getting quiet again. This team has talent. It does. JT Realmuto, it's one thing for me to say, is the best catcher in baseball. The MLB put out their top 100 list. He's the highest catcher on that list. So the MLB is voting him the best catcher in baseball. Rhys Hoskins, I have to imagine, will have somewhat of a resurgence. You and I are on the same page, Tyler, when it comes to Rhys Hoskins. Good player. But the whole Rhys Lightning, when he first started, when he first came up and took the league by storm, I don't think that's the real Rhys Hoskins. I don't think 180 second half of the season is the real Rhys Hoskins either. I think he's I said it a couple times. I think he's Pat Burrell. Give me close to 30 home runs. Give me 90 to 100 RBIs, hit around 260.
And Andrew, if he's Pat Burrell,
that's
fine.
That's awesome.
You need him to be Pat Burrell in a lineup with Bryce Harper at full potential and Bohm being what Bohm's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that way you can slot him into the 5 or 6 hole, and then you've got Pat Burrell, and that's fine.
Right. If he's batting fourth or leadoff, then we have a bit of a problem here. But you have the talent at first base. Didi Gregorius is a better shortstop than Gene Segura. But at the same time, I want to, be prepared. Didi Gregorius gets hurt, and Didi Gregorius is also not like a 330 hitting shortstop. He's a power shortstop that's going to strike out a lot that might hit in the 250 range. Like, don't expect Jimmy Rollins numbers where he's hitting 300. Just be prepared for that. I don't want you saying that that was a terrible signing, but it also, it's not like he's the savior. He's not the next Jimmy Rollins.
It's a career 268 hitter.
Yeah.
264, I'm sorry.
But people act like he's 290, 300, and he's not. So you improved at shortstop. Ultimately, you will improve at third base, I hope, if Bohm is the real deal, because you don't have Michael Franco anymore. I don't like that Scott Kingery is going to be playing third base. I really don't like it. He doesn't have an arm for it. We've seen him struggle at third base for the last 2 years. Like, it's not like I'm just saying this. Like, we've seen it, him struggle at third base the last 2 years, last two seasons. You got Bryce Harper. You got McCutchen coming back, who it was just incredible how much of a downfall the Phillies had after he got hurt, because they never had a leadoff hitter the rest of the season until a little bit of Cord Dickerson before he hurt his hand. You got talent, but I'm also not all that sold on this team. But I hope Joe Girardi, and Jeff said, I don't know why Joe Girardi signed off on this. No, he's got talent. He can see where this team could have talent, where this team could win. Like, Joe Girardi made a good decision signing here as the head, as the manager. And the Phillies did a good job hiring him as the manager. But there's still a lot of room that needs to... There's a lot of holes that need to be filled with this team. And Jeff and other people have every right to be upset with guys like Andy McPhail, who tell you, oh, we are willing to spend the luxury tax, going into the luxury tax. Really? Because you weren't last year, you're not this year. And everyone keeps on saying, oh, Matt Klentak did a good job. He brought in Bryce Harper. No, he didn't. John Middleton's money brought in Bryce Harper, and we haven't seen that money since. All right? Except for Zach Wheeler. He did spend a lot of money on Zach Wheeler. I don't know. You have every right to be down, and I'm afraid that it's going to be quiet, like Jeff said in June. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
Speaking for the Phillies and their ownership, we're not reluctant to go over it.
Shut up.
It's not an impenetrable barrier by any stretch.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:31, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you until noon. Jamie the Bro out sick today, so maybe I'll send him a care package. I have an idea what to
get
send.
Well soon.
Yeah, I know just where to go. The Fanatic Pro Shop, of course. If you want to outfit yourself in some cool Fanatic and Philly sports swag, listen to this. Lots of Fanatic Philly sports themed merch at great prices. From hoodies to long sleeve tees, mugs, caps, phone cases, tanks, and a lot more. The Fanatic Pro Shop has something for everyone, including our lady listeners, with unique Fanatic and Philly designs. Go to 975thefanatic.com and check out the Fanatic Pro Shop open now. I like the long sleeve t-shirt. Are you a long sleeve t-shirt guy? Like, I prefer the long sleeve t-shirt over the short sleeve t-shirt.
So I'm a big long sleeve t-shirt guy in the spring and in the fall. So, like, I really like the hoodie and short combo.
I'm a big hoodie and short combo.
So the long sleeve
yes.
tee and short combo goes well,
yes.
too.
Yes. I'm a big hoodie and
you
shirt.
You get that
yes.
like 50, high 50s? Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Plus I got a little bit about myself. I got like a skinny legs, right? So I get to hide the beer gut with the hoodie, and then the shorts show off the legs.
Makes you feel good.
So it's like, look at me.
There you go.
I look pretty good, don't I? You just don't see the beer gut. That's all. I look good because the hoodie's taking care
so
of this.
So you thrive in like April and
oh, man.
September.
Oh,
or October, I guess.
You know, that's why I got married in November, right? She couldn't say no. She couldn't say no.
And she's locked in now.
Locked in. No opt-outs. 13 years. That's it. We'll talk about contract extension 13 years from now, she and I. Just like Bryce Harper. Me and the wife and Bryce Harper, our contracts are the same. No opt-outs. I can't trade. No trade clause. You name it. All right. Let's go to Nick in Philly. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Junis, how we doing?
Yo, what's up, Nick?
All right, man. I always enjoy talking some baseball with you.
Thank you.
All right. You're really good at it.
Nick.
Thank you, pal. I'm looking at the Phillies, and I'm trying to look at this from a fair perspective, okay? I believe Girardi helps us a lot. I believe we can get four or five more wins a season. I see that. I don't see the talent, though. I really don't.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Where? Like, I want right, to. So who are you high on? Who are you low on?
Of course, we're high on Harper. We're high on JT, and I'm talking the whole body of work. Okay, I look at Hoskins, and I'm being honest with you. I see average fielder. He don't really hit with heavy power.
Oh, Nick, I talked about last year. I would have traded him for a number two pitcher.
Absolutely.
Now his value wasn't high, of course, because of that 180 batting average. But I would have made a few phone calls to see who would have been available for Rhys Hoskins.
You go through the infield. You guys said it well. Kingery should be a second baseman.
Yep.
He's out of position, not a third baseman. Nice player.
But they're killing this kid. Moving him all over the place. Playing center field last year. Like they're killing the kid.
Absolutely. Now you move on. Segura is what he is. He on the way down? Is he declined? I see a lazy player. Now we go to Didi. Okay. So now here I think to myself, why would the Yankees be getting rid of him? They got rid of Robertson last year. They're letting him get away.
Right.
Do they see something that, we see a decline in his game? You know what I'm trying to say?
Good point.
Okay, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. We go to the outfield. McCutchen, nice, real good player. He's out there. ACL. He's 34 years old.
34 coming off an ACL injury. Yeah, we'll see.
That's too many ifs. And then finally, Hazy, let's give the kid a chance. He showed something, but I don't see, this up-and-coming star in the outfield. I just don't see
it. No, he doesn't have a big power bat. He's a guy that, hit the gaps a few times. He's great fielder. Great good center fielder.
He looks like he's heady. Nice player. You follow me? But
yep.
Is he a guy that you're going to win a World Series with type of player? Is he better than Shane Victorino? I don't see it. So now, and I'm just going back to when we won it. Now,
right.
Look at our pitching staff. You guys said it. Wheeler and Nolan. Take a round and look at all the contenders in the National League. Neither one cracked the top two. Wheeler was a third pitcher. He was a third pitcher who cashed in free agency.
I mean, he did have, let's be honest, we had Jacob DeGrom, who's one of the best pitchers in the league. But the Syndergaard thing, and we'll see. I mean, here's the good thing about Wheeler. He's got, I think it was, I forget where I read this. He's got the fifth highest average fastball, which is something that this team has been lacking, right? Has been a power arm, which I'm excited for with that.
Absolutely, and you got to give an opportunity. I understand all that. Nola worries me because, let's face it, the last few years, he dies out. Maybe he's going to do a new regiment, and maybe he's going to be stronger towards the end. And then we get to the final three guys in the staff. I'm sorry. I can't be sold on Bavetta, the Eflin.
Nope.
I can't be sold on them.
Why would you? The definition of insanity, right? Expecting the same thing expecting a different result when it's the same thing. I mean, that's this Pavetta thing. And they're talking about how, look, he's changed his arm angle. I don't give a damn, quite frankly.
Exactly.
The guy has always been able to throw, right? He's got a really hard fastball, pretty good curveball. He's always been able to throw. He just can't pitch. He doesn't know how to hit spots.
Every sport, there's something certain you need to be a true contender. And we all know pitching in baseball.
Yep.
The only thing who neutralizes hitting is pitching. And I look at the Mets, I look at the Braves, I look at the Nats, they have better pitching than we do. They just do. From top to bottom.
Yeah, and they've good bullpens too. The Phillies, Phillies don't, Nick, and I appreciate the call. Great conversation. I love talking. I can't wait to talk to you during the baseball show this season. You look at this Phillies bullpen, too, and it's Sir Anthony Dominguez, who we're all kind of excited for because he's the hard-throwing righty out of the bullpen that we haven't seen in a while in Philadelphia, right? We saw Ken Giles. That's pretty much it. And you end up trading him for Velasquez and other pieces. You look at Sir Anthony Dominguez. He's got that power arm, but the dude can never stay healthy. David Robertson, I love the signing. Got hurt. And the worst part about the whole freaking David Robertson situation is if he just got Tommy John right away, he'd be coming back relatively early. But no, they did this weird thing where they went till the All-Star break to see if he could come back. And then they go, oh no, he needs Tommy John surgery. And it's like, what? You couldn't figure this out 3 months ago when he got hurt?
Here's the thing with pitchers and their elbows. The minute that you go see the doctor and the first letter that comes out of his mouth is you know you got a UCL injury. Yes. Go get the surgery.
Yeah, exactly. The pitcher for the Yankees. The guy who got the shot, and it actually worked for the Yankees.
Recently?
Yeah.
Hold on. Talking about Paxton?
No. What's his name? Jeez. Masahiro Tanaka.
Oh, okay.
He's like the outlier. He's the one pitcher that got the shot for the UCL injury that, and then he never needed Tommy John surgery and pitched well with it. He's the outlier. Everyone else, it's what you just said. Once you hear that, it's like, all right, dude, get the surgery. And David Robertson, they waited 3 months. 3 months! And he then finally gets it, and now we're not... We don't know if we're going to see him this year. You don't know.
You may have signed a guy a two-year deal
who pitched
to throw, what, three innings?
Yeah, something like that.
Three and a third?
Very good possibility. And they messed that up. Or his team messed it up. Somebody messed it up. But you look at this Phillies bullpen, and I just talked about earlier, they brought back Tommy Hunter. Like Adam Morgan had a surprisingly great season last year until he got hurt, and here's the thing. He was used more last year than any other year, so his arm starts going out on him, and then that's when he starts going through that rough patch, and then he eventually gets hurt, and he has to go on the injured list, and he wasn't the same the second half of the season. I don't know. Are we going to get the first half of the season Adam Morgan next year, or are we going to get the second half season Adam Morgan? And if it's the second half season, that's just another guy in the bullpen that you're not thrilled about when they go to the pen. You have two good pitchers in the rotation. You have Aaron Nola, you have Zach Wheeler. Are they elite? No. Are they ones and twos in this rotation? Yeah, of course.
If you swear by the fact that you're willing to go over the luxury tax, one of the two Will relievers needed to be signed.
Yep.
Whether it be Will Harris or Will Smith,
yep.
You had to have signed one of them.
Because you look at this bullpen and, I mean, like, it was somebody's birthday the other day. You know how they always tweet out the player's birthday? It was Cole Irvin one day, and it was another guy that just, I'm like, really? He's still on this team. That's why you're tweeting out happy birthday, because this guy's still on this team. I said, this bullpen stinks. Oh, it was the lefty, Austin Davis.
What?
He's awful. He's terrible. And yet he's been on this team for like 4 years. I'm like, this guy sucks. He sucks. And you've had him for like 4 years. And he's never gotten better. God, this organization. All right. Coming up next. Who we got next? We got Rob Motti and Joe Stazak from Parks. They'll be on from 12 to 3:50. Got Flyers hockey tonight at the Lightning. They're at Tampa Bay today. D-line from 7 to 10.
Tampa Bay's won 9 in a row. Good chance to not let it get to 10.
Yeah. I love the Flyers this year. They've been so much fun to watch. I know Josh Ravick's
been I've never seen you jump on a hockey team like
never.
This.
I've been locked in this year. I love this team. Because I actually like the approach of this organization, unlike the baseball team. I'm going to do the Fanatic Flyers show daily coming up soon. How about that?
I think we should probably leave that one to Josh.
You're right. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Stay until noon right here on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
During the break, I was talking to Tyler Zuli, who's been doing a great job producing the show today, and Josh Rabick, who will be producing the next show, which will be Rob Motti, Joe Stazak. They'll be from Parks Casino, 12 to 3:50. So if you're in the area, go check them out. We had a caller yesterday, called into Anthony, talking about the Flyers. He just brought up the Flyers, and he said, the Flyers are the king organization of signing players at the end of their contract, or at the end of their careers. Like, Paul Coffey's one of those guys, right? He was at the end. Great hockey player. Flyers get him. He's at the end. He's cooked. And there's a lot of players like that. The Phillies are the king of holding on to guys too long. And I get the emotional attachment that ownership has with players. Like, Howie Roseman, during the end of the season press conference, admitted something that we all knew was true, but it was actually telling that he admitted it. He said, I admit that I get too emotionally attached to some players. And if you think about it, a guy like Alshon Jeffrey, who was a huge reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, gets a fully guaranteed contract. When you already had beef, there was already this whispered beef in 2018, but then you fully guarantee his contract after 2018, and now look what's happening. Holding on to Nelson Agholor for $9.4 million because he's probably too emotionally attached to him. Even though Brandon Graham had a great season this year, I didn't like the contract. I was wrong, right? I got proven wrong. I didn't like the signing. And I think it was because he was emotionally attached. Same with Darren Sproles. We brought back Darren Sproles for the eighth freaking time. And what happened? Again, I remember getting crushed. Oh, Andrew, why don't you like Darren Sproles? I don't know. Is he ever healthy? The Phillies did that with Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Carlos Ruiz, Jimmy Rollins, you name it. And I get those players. But they also hold on to guys like Austin Davis, who we just talked about. And during the break, talking to Tyler and Josh, I looked at the 2014 roster because that was one of the most ugliest seasons because they thought they could actually win that year. Remember, they signed Marlon Byrd to a ridiculous amount of money. Kyle Kendrick was on that roster. Kyle Kendrick played 8 seasons in Philadelphia. 8! For a guy who was like, always, okay, yeah, you're our fifth starter. You're all right for a fifth starter.
Oh, you won't see him no more.
You pitch on the Sunday day games. Kyle Kendrick pitched 8 years in Philadelphia. He pitched 2 more years after he left Philadelphia. 2. That's it. And the second one was with the Red Sox where he played in 2 games. 2 games. But the Phillies held on to him for 8 years. Now, you don't really have any guys right now who you're holding on to. Yeah, you got the Austin Davis guy in the bullpen. Like right now, you're starting new. You have a relatively new roster. Year 2 for a lot of these guys. JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper. You're not really holding on to Rhys Hoskins because you think you can get something out of him. On the field, that is. Not in trade value. So we'll see what Rhys Hoskins provides for you this year. But the Phillies are that king organization of just holding on to players way too long. Not that I'm going into this worried this year that they're going to hold on to players. No, this is just a totally different rant. But this Phillies organization frustrates the hell out of me. And I just really hope that they start turning things around this year. And the comments made by Andy McPhail about, oh, we're willing to go into luxury tax, which I still think is total BS. And the idea, like, people were upset when Klentak spoke on Thursday, I believe it was. We talked about the Phillies organization during the midday show, and people were, like, actually upset with Anthony and I, saying, come on, give him a shot, like, You got to expect some big things this year. It's year 2 in Bryce Harper, which I agree. I think Bryce Harper has a better year this year. Ultimately, he had a good season last year. I think Bryce Harper has a better year this year because he has a spring training where he didn't last year. He now knows the ballpark. He's set here in Philadelphia. The kid thing, right? Had the baby. Everything's smoothing over for Bryce Harper. I think he has a better year this year. But is Bryce Harper having a better year going to get you 10 more wins?
Well, and that's the thing. No. Is you look at let's just even on the surface, the three the teams that we think, because I think you and I would agree, the three division winners probably, barring crazy circumstances, the Braves, the Cardinals, the Dodgers.
Yes.
Likely?
Yes.
They're all better than the Phillies.
Yes.
Are the Nationals better than the Phillies?
Yes.
So that leaves you one wild card spot.
And I
believe that the Reds are better. Not better, maybe not better than the Phillies, but better, a better team.
Yeah, they're a better team this year. They were a fun team to watch last year, too.
The Brewers are still probably a contender.
Still the Brewers. They still have Christian Yelich.
And right, you know? I think the Padres are going to be improved.
Yeah, because you got some of those young guys who are second year.
That young staff is pretty good.
Yep. And if we're going with this whole Bryce Harper year two, it's Manny Machado year two, right? He's all settled out there in San Diego.
It's Goldschmidt year two in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you hear some of these names and you go, well, I mean, like, Harper's a big name. JT Realmuto, big name. Best catcher in baseball, offensively and defensively. You heard it here first last year. That's why I shotgun the beer for it. But, you know, you see these other teams. You see these lineups. You see the Dodgers lineup. And now they got Mookie Betts, right? It's like, oh, my God. We're talking. I had a great caller, Nick, talk baseball. And he's down to earth like me. We're talking Adam Haseley. Right? Like, we're saying, like, oh, Adam Haseley, he's your starting center. Great fielder. But he's going to bat, what, eighth probably for you this year? Right? Remember, like, they tried putting him up to the top of the lineup at points last year. And he's going to be your eight hitter. Right? Who even leads off for this team?
Probably McCutcheon.
So McCutcheon when he's healthy.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
And then are you going, your Didi is probably four or five for Girardi. Are we going,
yeah.
We're doing the Harper 2 thing again?
You might see Harper at 2. I don't know, though. Girardi, while he uses the analytics, he's a very classical guy. I got to imagine he's going to have him at third.
I would hope.
You go Kingery 2?
No. I go Kingery 6. That's where he was best last year. He was great batting 6 last year.
You're putting yourself at either Realmuto at 2 or Segura at 2.
Which I'm okay with because Realmuto is not a 30 home run guy. He's a gap-to-gap kind of guy. He also played really well when he was batting in the 5th, 6th spot last year, too. I don't know. Maybe you go McCutcheon, Realmuto, Harper. I would rather have Gregorius 4 than Hoskins. You go Hoskins 5. You go Kingery 6. What does that leave you? Segura? Segura 7 and Haseley's 8.
It's better.
It's better.
Still not good.
We'll see. Tyler, great job today. Thank you very much. Coming up next, Rob Motti, Joe Stazak. They're broadcasting live from Parks Casino. Flyers again coming up tonight, 4 o'clock. They're facing the Tampa Bay Lightning. Of course, you can listen to that game right here on The Fanatic. A lot of fun today. Thank you, everybody who called and tweeted in. We'll be back next Saturday. The bro will be back as long as he's feeling better. Save Jamie. Not save Ferris. Save Jamie. Let's all pray for Jamie. I'm Andrew Salchunas. It's a great time right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.